Good morning, Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley, your host for the Friday edition of Jump in Tucson. As you know, we have other hosts that help us throughout the week. On Tuesday, we have General Ted Maxwell. And on Wednesdays, we have Grant Kruger from Union Public House. And then on Thursday, Tom Moulton comes in and talks about tourism on Thursdays. And then I come back on Friday with another business success story segment. On Mondays, I talk with folks from the University of Arizona. We have a good show coming up on Monday with Steve Patterson, who's the chief security officer at the University of Arizona, and Chris Olson, who is the U of A police chief, and talk about security on the U of A campus. In the studio with me today is my intern, Molly Shambros, here. Good morning, Molly. And she's over there taking it all in. It's good to have Molly with us this morning. And one of our good friends and clients, Mike Katsonis, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ed.
So, Mike, you have a rich history in Tucson. You've been here for many, many years, and you have a wonderful restaurant in Foothills Mall called Papuli's. And how'd you get to Tucson, Mike? And how did you make that trip to Tucson?
Well, Ed, first, thanks for having me. I appreciate this opportunity. We've been together for a number of years, you and myself, and some of our advertising. So my story is a story of a family that came out to Tucson originally in 1977. My mom and dad had left Chicago. We're originally Chicago people. And my mom had a couple battles with cancer. And so my dad decided to retire early, come out to Tucson, bought a house, and we started there. After a couple of years, my dad, who's kind of very much of a go-getter, entrepreneur type, was getting a little bit bored. We had some business interests in Tucson. And when the Tucson Mall, when the original plans of the Tucson Mall became known, and that they were recruiting for food court vendors, my mom and dad decided, hey, let's give it a shot. And from Chicago, we had relatives that were at the very beginning of the Euros revolution, as I like to say. But the original guys in Chicago, there were three families. One of my first cousins was one of those that were actually making Euros and shipping it nationally. You could get a Chicago-style Euros in Tucson, Arizona. And we had some other interest in Tucson. Had some great friends like the Cristiani family from Chicago. They were original friends of my parents, and they had located out here and kind of guided our way to Tucson. And kind of on a lark, my dad decided to do it. In Chicago, we were in the construction business, so we brought out some of our crews. We built the first Papuli's in the Tucson Mall in March of 1982. Coming up this year will be 43 years in Tucson.
Wow, wow.
So it's kind of a fun story. Most people in Tucson didn't know what it was.
Right.
But I think the fact that it was different was really kind of a fun thing. Right. And we used to laugh. People would come up to us and go, let me have one of those Greek tacos.
Right.
So, but again, it was good. It was high quality. We were, my parents and all our businesses, we've always been very much hands-on, and recruited some local people to help us and train. And with some of our business acumen and recipes, my mom had a bunch of stuff, and there were some Greek guys in Chicago that we were befriended that helped us with some of the marinades and some of the salad dressings and stuff like that. It became a very successful operation. So through the first 10 years of 1982 to 92, my mom, who had a couple of battles with cancer, finally succumbed the last time and passed away. Even though I had spent a lot of time out here and had business interests and we're all partners, I would come and go a little bit. And after my mom passed away and we had to set a new 10-year lease with the Tucson Mall people, I decided to move my family. We came out and I built the new location in the corner of Tucson Mall, which surprisingly is still up today, used by someone else, but not with me.
So you've had some mall experience, not only Tucson Mall, but you were out east and you were up north, and then you're also in your current location. So what was the genesis of getting into the East Side Mall and the mall up in Phoenix and
well,
so forth?
We were very successful. We ended up going into Park Place.
Mm-hmm.
We had a location on 100 North Stone for a number of years, and
we were
waiting for that to kind of click with the new ballpark. But when they decided to build TEP at the location it's at now, we left downtown.
And so there was a Papoulis up in Phoenix for a while.
Fiesta Mall.
Fiesta Mall, right.
At the Fiesta Mall.
Right. And then you also had the location at Foothills Mall, which is...
Right. So later in the early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
There was a new concept came out of Phoenix called Wild Noodles.
Mm-hmm.
The owner was a friend of mine, a fellow by the name of Atul Jain, and it just didn't click. And he approached me about possibly buying that. I was in Park Place. I was in Tucson Mall. We were in the Fiesta Mall. But I figured this would be a great location. It's four blocks from my house. And we did it. And that became very successful, where we changed our concept from mall-type mm-hmm. food court vendors to one of the first of the fast casual. You could actually walk in, get in line, and we get the food out to you in 10-15 minutes at a table. But it also became very successful. And the Foothills Mall had gone through a lot of different variations, a lot of different owners, a lot of different concepts. But we're really, really tickled right now with the born commitment to that properties.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Foothills Mall anymore.
Right.
And if
right.
you go by there, you'll see it looks more like Mars far as the demolition and everything. But our strip maintained, and we're doing exceptionally well there.
Great. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit about your wholesale side that you had, and also you can school me on the word gyro, which is a hero, gyro is how you say it, I guess, and talk about the food that you offer at Papoulis. And we're with Mike Katsonis from Papoulis, and you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley. This is the Business Success Friday stories that we have. Our guest is Mike Katsonis from Papoulis. Papoulis is a great restaurant out at Foothills Mall. But Mike, before we get talking about your remodel and the beautiful new facility that you have and enlarged, first school me on the term gyro or hero, and tell me the genesis of that and how you use that.
All right. Well, first, Ed, we'll get you the sandwich no matter how you pronounce it.
Very good. Very
good. The proper pronunciation is Yeros, Y-E-E. But just a funny story, for years, people in Tucson started coming in and calling it gyro because of a funny Seinfeld episode where Kramer would run off the subway, run up and get a gyro, and then run back to the subway before it would start up again. And so it's kind of funny. Far East Coast people have a tendency to say gyro,
right,
where Midwestern people are more familiar with it and call it gyros.
Gyros.
So the gyros is a combination of beef and lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Different producers of gyros produce it different ways, different meat contents, different lamb contents. You can get an all beef one, but we've always been successful with a mix of beef and lamb, 80 and 20, and the lamb kind of gives it the flavor that people are looking for.
Very good. And so you had a little experience with getting that from Chicago and wholesaling a little bit here in Tucson?
For a number of years, because of our locations, I represented a company or two out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We had a warehouse and a freezer, so we would bring in our own gyros from Chicago, 18, 20 pallets at a time, mostly gyros, pita bread, feta cheese, the Greek olives, and a number of other stuff that we would get from California. Mm-hmm. So we did that for probably about 15, 16 years. During that time, things have changed. Other venues opened to supply the smaller guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we eventually got out of it. And with our new remodel, we decided it would be best just to concentrate on the one location, expanded, remodeled, and doing a little better.
Well, let's talk about that beautiful new location. It's an old location, but a brand new face and a brand new gorgeous, gorgeous restaurant now and a beautiful patio that you have. Talk about that process and moving from the smaller size to the huge, huge restaurant that you have now.
Well, it's not quite that big, Ed,
but it's pretty impressive. It's
definitely bigger than food court locations.
Right.
So again, Bourne Properties bought that, rebought it. In fact, they had owned it once prior years ago, and they've been kind of shuffling around what to do with it. They had a couple different plans. Pre-COVID, they had a plan. And during COVID, no one knew if there would be any plans. And then coming out of COVID, they decided on a little different concept, and we're really tickled. So the old Foothills Mall now is called Uptown Shops. My strip that I was on at one point was going to be the first thing to get torn down, and then it became the first thing that they saved. So we have a remodeled strip in our same location. We took some more space next to us, another third of which was the old Sprint store there. And so during the demolition of the rest of the mall, Sushi Garden, who was very popular at the Foothills Mall for years on the backside by the theaters, they swung around to the front. They filled up that strip. So right now there's a viable strip. We're kind of on our own out there in the whole remodel, the overall project that they're doing. And we're really happy about it.
That's great. And tell us, you know, if I was a guest and came out there and wasn't very familiar perhaps with what you offer, what types of food do you offer, and what is your, you know, most popular items?
Right. Well, primarily gyros was the thing that kind of put us on the map. Mm-hmm. But we do plenty of chicken shish kebabs, a beef kebab, and a pork kebab, which is the original Greek souvlaki. When you hear souvlaki, you think of a pork kebab. But our big seller with people all around are our salads, and then they combine that with meats. So you could have a gyros platter, you could have a gyros dinner, you could have a steak platter.
Mm-hmm.
One of our most popular items also is our soups. The Greeks make a very great soup called avgolemono, which is egg lemon soup. It's the Greek mother's version of the Jewish mother's chicken noodle soup. Very popular, filling. It tastes a lot better with snow coming down, but it's still pretty good in Tucson.
Right, right. And tell us again, the location is at La Cholla and...
Ina and La Cholla, the old Foothills Mall.
Right.
We're toward the north end on the way to Walmart.
Okay.
So the new project, which I've been told, I can't verify it 100%, that they're putting $500 million into that project.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a different type of kind of a Phoenix lifestyle center, Kierland type.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be apartments. There's going to be restaurants, bars. There'll be a huge amount of retail and some smaller restaurants and some smaller things.
This is kind of a trend across the country, taking some of these larger malls and transforming them into more multi-use, instead of all retail, that there'd be more multi-use and residences and so forth and community activities.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just for instance of that, like there's a beautiful Barnes & Noble there. It's a two-story building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Barnes & Noble's, their business plan doesn't call for brick and mortar
right
anymore. Mm-hmm. So that they're moving to another location in there. I think the mall is contemplating using that building for something else, whether it be a marketplace or some offices or whatever. But a nice part of that location is that if you go down the La Cholla corridor from Northwest Hospital to a little further north, we have a lot of medical. There's a ton of investment people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great demographic for our customer, our demographic,
right,
which is older people,
mm-hmm,
business,
mm-hmm,
and we get a lot of support from the high schools and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's a little rainy today maybe, but your patio sure is a beautiful venue to go out and enjoy the beautiful weather in Tucson most of the time, and that expanded patio is beautiful.
Yeah, we were very happy with the architectural plans. Onyx Architecture developed that with Bourne to give us a triple size patio,
mm-hmm,
and we're tickled with it. We think it adds a lot to our own business and our own look, but it'll be really nice when they build the rest of the mall. It'll be great options for people to eat in or out in several different places.
And you added the wine and beer bar, and that is really helpful too.
So the primarily the extra footage we took on the old Sprint space was to put in a bar. Mm-hmm. And it's full service. We do some kind of funky cocktails. We're trying mm-hmm. to get into it. Right. We're getting better all the time at it.
Right.
We never did that prior.
Correct.
But we've named some of our drinks like Sex on the Greek, things like that. We take we look around what other people are doing, and we're trying. And I have a son. My son Chris is our assistant manager with Sandy Reed, and they're kind of finding it a lot of fun. We're doing some different things, and Chris kind of likes to run the bar in a way that brings a lot of people in.
And you're and the people can find you at papules.com. Look up what your offerings are and order ahead.
You bet. We do during the COVID, we found that our food, we always did a lot of to-go's, but it traveled really well. A lot of people like to shop that way now.
Right.
And so we do a big percentage of phone-in business, and we do a lot of to-go catering and stuff. At this point, we don't do online ordering only because we just can't make it fast enough.
Right.
So we will probably be doing some version of that in the future. We're just going to wait and see how it all shakes out.
Well, I have to tell you, one of the things I love about your restaurant is the tzatziki sauce. Tzatziki sauce. Yeah, that is amazing.
It's a garlic cucumber sauce.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I could literally, honestly, just go out there and have a tub of that for lunch. It's just so amazing. You make it there.
Yes, make everything is homemade there.
Yeah.
At our restaurant.
And what is that? That goes on just about everything, right?
Yes, it's primarily for the gyros. It was developed for that, but it became a good appetizer, even on lamb chops.
I dunk my pita bread in it. That's what I like to do, is have it like an onion dip almost. It's really awesome.
You're one of the people that do that, Ed, and many people do.
Yeah.
But we also have a wide range. It's not just lunches. We do a wonderful lamb chop dinner. Mm-hmm. We use a little smaller lamb chop, but we give you four of them, and we can do a lamb chop dinner for $22. You won't find that anywhere.
Yeah, it's a really good price point, a great experience. So Tucson has been good to you since your move here and the family started the business. You guys are a success story. That's what this is all about, is celebrating successes in Tucson. And
we love it. We love it. And over the years, I brought some of my friends from Chicago, came out. Some of them have bought homes. Some of them stayed. Some of them become snowbirds. So we get a little bit of Chicago here. Of course, we can always go watch the Bears.
Right.
You know, on Sundays, which is fun.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah.
But Tucson's been really good to us. We really enjoy it, and we're looking forward to the future.
And it's nice that you have the third generation, that your son is now involved heavily in the organization and working in the bar area for you and doing that kind of stuff. So it's nice to have three generations.
Really fun. Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah, great legacy for the Katsonis family. So that's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We wish all the success to Papules, and we invite all of our listeners to go out and check it out at the new
Uptown Shops.
New Uptown Shops, the former Foothills Mall. You might remember it as the former Foothills Mall, the Uptown Shops, and go find Papules. It'll be worth the travel and worth being there, because it's a fantastic place. So we'll be back in a few minutes with the second part of our show. This is KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live, local, and talk station, and you're listening to Jump in Tucson. My name is Dr. Ed Ackerley. We'll be back with Leo Garcia and Laura Vega, and we'll talk a little bit about business consulting and accounting. So thank you, Mike, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ed. I really enjoyed it.
All the best luck to Papules and the Katsonis family. Thank you. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley. On Monday, our University of Arizona Wonders show will feature Steve Patterson, the Chief Security Officer for the university, and Chief of Police Chris Olson. We'll also talk with Adrian Robertson, who is the U of A Palm Line coach. Our next guest for Success Friday is Leo Garcia and Laura Vega. Leo Garcia has a business consulting services company, and his partner Laura Vega is a CPA. handling accounting, taxes, if you have delinquent taxes or monthly accounting needs or business services, et cetera, they can help you. So we're going to talk with them this morning about what businesses need in order for them to be fiscally and financially sound. And of course, that's having good accounting practices and good business practices. So good morning, Leo, and good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. I guess I have to put a plug in here and say that you guys are helping the new Jump in Tucson radio show with some accounting services and helping us keep all the puzzle pieces straight. So that's a powerful thing. So welcome to Jump in Tucson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning to the beautiful audience you have this morning. Yes.
Good to have you.
Yes, thank you. We I'm Leo Garcia, was born in Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico.
Qué bueno. Órale.
So today we're going to be talking about the CPA services that we offer to all the community. We are located at 4400 East Broadway, Suite 803.
That's the big building across the street from the Jack in the Box there.
You got it. Yes,
between Swan and Columbus there, right?
Correct. You got it. Yeah. And our phone number is 520-372-2750. So I would love to introduce Laura Vega. She's our CPA. And will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Ackerley, for having us today. My name's Laura Vega. I've been in the accounting industry for about 30 years, and I've held my CPA license for almost 20 years. And like Leo said, our main office is located at 4400 East Broadway. We're upstairs in the penthouse, suite number 803. And we've also opened a satellite office over at INN La Cañada to meet the needs of our Northwest clients. Our website address is lauravegacpa.com, and Laura is spelled L-O-R-A. We have five people in our office ready and willing to serve you. I'm a second-generation native Tucsonan. I have two adult daughters and four granddaughters. In my free time, I enjoy golfing and volunteering. I've been a volunteer at the church on the hospitality team, and I also volunteer with a nonprofit called Helpers for Children.
You know it well, yeah.
Yes,
you guys throw some good parties for kids.
We do, and we're looking for our second annual Cinco de Mayo event,
May 5th?
Well, we're going to be on Friday, the Friday before May 5th.
May 3rd,
and we work with underprivileged and foster children of Tucson. So
that was a great event last year that you had. That was fantastic.
So. We had a lot of fun, had a great turnout.
So can we talk a little bit about how you started with accounting?
I did. I feel like it's in my blood. I've always loved math. When I was a child, people would say, "What's your favorite subject in school?" And without hesitation, I would say math. I would also go to the grocery store with my mom, and I would add up the grocery costs in my head and usually get pretty close. And then when we'd go to restaurants, I would add up the bill and figure the tip amount. I knew from a young age I wanted to pursue a career in the numbers field. I started off studying math in college, and then I took a break from school to start a family. My dad is a retired CPA, and then when it was time for me to get a job, I started working at his firm as an entry-level position. I started at the very bottom. I was scanning documents for him.
Yeah, I've been at Ackerley Advertising for 47 years, and I started at the very, very bottom, too, licking envelopes, putting stamps on envelopes.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's nothing like getting started in the family business and learning every aspect of it.
Exactly.
I eventually worked my way up, and I decided to go back to school and pursue an accounting degree, and from there obtained my CPA license. I feel blessed that I was able to work for my father for several years. He taught me the integrity and hard work. I saw firsthand how he lived in accordance with what he preached clients. He didn't compromise his beliefs or his reputation, and I tried following in his large footsteps.
Yeah. How long did you work for him?
I worked for him from 1993 until 2006.
Wow, yeah, a long time.
So very, very long time.
So you know, like I know what it's like working with family.
It is. And I tried very hard not to let that interfere
right.
with the other employees there. You know, I didn't want them to think it was given to me. I felt like I needed to earn my keep.
Yes. Yeah.
But when my dad decided to retire, I left the public accounting industry and went to work for a group of physicians. Mm-hmm. And I worked as their in-house accountant until they dissolved in 2012. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point I decided to get back into the public accounting full time. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's not work. It's something I enjoy. I don't, you know, get up in the mornings, hate going to work. I absolutely love it.
That's
and
good.
And now things have turned around. So now I prepare my parents' tax returns, right. And I know my dad reviews them very closely. He'll question me about them. But
he's your biggest critic, probably.
He is.
And probably your biggest promoter too.
He sure is. It's such an honor to be able to do that.
And so. Yeah. Can we repeat the address and the phone number and also the website?
The website, right. Yes,
sure. Please. The website again is lauravegacpa.com. That's lauravegacpa.com. The office phone number is 520-372-2750. We've got the office at Ainan La Cunada and then the 4400 East Broadway.
So please, you know, if you have a pen or a piece of paper, just write it down, or you can call right now. The office is open at 520-372-2750. 520-372-2750. I have a question for you.
Yes.
For I call you my presidente.
El presidente municipal.
El presidente municipal.
Que bueno.
Although we didn't win this time, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're still my presidente.
I love it.
So, so have you heard the saying, monkey on your back or monkey off your back?
Correct.
What does it come to your mind when you see somebody, they say he's got a monkey on his back?
To me, it means that you're stressed out and you've got something that's really bugging you, and you don't know necessarily the solution. You kind of do, but you don't really know it, and you got to think about it a lot.
You hit the head of the nail.
You're
that's
right.
Exactly what it means. It actually started in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people were stressed or they were upset or mad. They would say, this guy has a monkey on his back.
Yeah.
Where we are, the CPA services, tax services, are the ones that are able to take the monkey off their people's back.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
Right?
Right.
So in this season, a lot of people, you know, are stressed out because they don't know, you know, how to deal with the taxes.
Right.
Either a refund or pay.
Right.
So,
and even if they have delinquent taxes that they haven't paid in a while,
and they're
worrying about it, or what they can do or should do or haven't done, and that's a monkey on their back.
That's right.
They're worried about that.
And Laura, we'll talk about that a little bit.
Right.
And that. So, Laura, what services does our firm provide?
Well, we prepare individual business and nonprofit tax returns. We also offer payroll services, bookkeeping, and QuickBooks training. We can help you with the startup of your company all the way through the dissolution of a business.
So meaning that if they want to create an LLC or a corporation,
yes,
we can actually help them start it, establish it.
Exactly.
And then if they ever want to dissolve it, we can also have the authority to actually dissolve it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Right.
We can help all the way from start to finish and all that stuff in between.
And so, you can also have people that are maybe have their own QuickBooks and so forth. You can help them through that and train them and then interact with them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I think a lot of times these software companies, they promote it that anybody can use it, which they are very user-friendly. But if they're not set up correctly, we see big problems.
Well, we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back in just a minute. We're talking with Leo Garcia and Laura Vega about accounting and services related to making sure your taxes are done properly. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on 1030 AM, KVOI, The Voice. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're talking this morning, another business success story. We're talking with Laura Vega, CPA, and Leo Garcia of Leo Garcia's Business Services. We're talking about, you know, what every business needs to do well, which is to make sure the accounting and the finances are all taken care of in the proper way, especially when it comes to taxes, business and personal taxes, to make sure that you're filing the appropriate paperwork with the IRS. And no better way to do that than to hire a professional to do that for you. And so, Laura, tell us some more about the services that you offer, and we can even talk about the fact that we talk to you folks about helping us with Jump in Tucson. How we have had a company for 56 years, but here this new enterprise with a giant jumble of puzzle pieces, and how do we keep it all straight? And you talk to us about how you would be able to help facilitate that.
Yes, and you are exactly the client that we like and enjoy working with. You know, somebody that's getting started, it's better definitely to start off correctly rather than trying to fix mistakes.
Right.
You know, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So. Although, you know, if we have people with problems, for example, if they have not filed either their business or individuals for years, that's what CPA makes a difference from just an accounting office or just a temporary tax office.
Mm-hmm.
We actually are able, the CPA is able to fix most of those delinquent or late or confused, you know, back years taxes that have not been filed for any reason.
And go back and correct tax submissions if there is something that needs to be corrected. Have the ability to go back and have the IRS accept what is coming back.
And we see this a lot. So when people come in, I don't want them to feel embarrassed or ashamed, because you're not alone. You know, there are several people in the exact same situation.
Right.
And we don't judge. We know that life happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there. We come alongside you.
And from the focus of the Internal Revenue Service, they want to get it fixed too. They want it to be correct, and they want it to be submitted in the proper
because
way.
Because they never forget.
Yeah.
We forget. They never forget.
Exactly
so
right.
Our main office is actually located at 4400 East Broadway, Suite 803. We're on top of the world.
Leo Garcia is on top of the world. I just have to tell you that. Yeah.
We're in the 803 suite. Beautiful views.
Do you see the Catalinas from your...
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's beautiful.
See the Catalinas, the Rincons.
You
get both.
Too.
Yeah, you get the east side, too. That's right.
And so the phone number is 520-372-2750. Please call. We're here, but our staff is actually in the office ready to receive your phone call. It's very easy, 520-372-2750. And the website, because you can also apply or put your information on our website, is lauravegacpa.com, lauravegacpa.com. So please call us. And Laura, let's just keep talking a little bit of... you know, why should a person or business retain a CPA?
Well, we're professionals. We come alongside you. We want to partner with you. And you're opening up very private, intimate details.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these larger national preparation services, you're seeing somebody different every single year. And, you know, I've seen some of them in stores, and I just can't imagine sharing such intimate details with complete strangers.
Yeah. And if you know, that makes sense. If you're working at a fast food restaurant, you just need to fill out the simple form and you just want to go in for 15 minutes or a half hour, that makes sense. But if you've got a business or if you've got a complex personal tax situation, you need to talk to a CPA to get it right.
Exactly. And we do have those clients that have one W-2.
Right.
And we're able to work with them year round. You know, they'll call us mid year. Hey, am I having enough taxes withheld? I started a new job.
Right.
So we can help them with that. So, and we're priced very competitively. It surprises me when I see what other tax preparers, these national firms, charge a person. We're very competitive.
You know, I often tell people that, you know, in our business, the advertising agency business, that the analogy that I use is that, Yeah, you could, if you got into trouble with the law and you got called into court, you could go in and represent yourself, mm-hmm. and you could stand in front of the judge and the jury and try and make your case. But it probably makes more sense in that case to probably hire a professional lawyer. And, you know, if you feel sick, you know, you could probably diagnose yourself, but it's probably better to go see a doctor.
Exactly.
Same thing is true about accounting. If you know, you can do it yourself and and get some software and try to do it yourself, but you should probably think about getting a CPA to help you.
We've seen some real interesting tax returns from other preparers and self-prepared have gotten people in big trouble. And if it gets to that point where we need to do an offer and compromise or set up an installment agreement, we have a local law firm that we work closely with that can assist us with that.
That's amazing that you know, so many businesses try to do it themselves, and then they find themselves having a conversation with the IRS because something, and then the paperwork goes back and forth, and it's 6, 8, 10 weeks, sometimes 6, 8, 10 months to get a response back, and it's better if you get it right the first time.
Exactly.
So our phone number is 520-372-2750.
Shameless plugs. I love it, Leo Garcia. Shameless plugs. That's what we're
noted
for.
You know what? I know people are driving when they usually, you know, listen to the radio.
Right.
A lot of them are driving, so don't forget just to call us. Laura, so just to going fast, time is going, it's flying.
Yes, it is.
So are we able to prepare tax returns for other states besides Arizona?
That's a good question.
Yes, we sure do. And we have several clients that either relocate to Arizona or they earn money in other states. So we've got to keep up on those tax compliance issues with the other states, and we've worked with almost every state in the U.S.
Right.
So even if they don't live in the state and they live in a different other states, they can call us. They can go on the website, and we still can do the taxes for them.
Right. When it gets down to it, a business needs to have trust in the CPA. Mm-hmm. That we have to build a relationship of trust. Yes. Because as you say, we're dealing with intimate financial information that you don't want to share with just anybody.
Exactly.
And
right.
So it's important to build that relationship and that trust. We're coming up here at the end of the segment. What is your best customer? Who do you want to talk to? Do you want to talk to individuals? Do you want to talk to small business, medium-sized businesses?
Small to medium-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. The larger ones, you know, we may not have the capacity right now, but definitely individuals, and we need to get them in sooner rather than later.
Right.
We offer free consultations and have appointments available.
So they can come in and just have a conversation with you about what their needs are, and then you can kind of recommend what services you could provide.
And see if it's a good fit.
Right.
And you know, the returns are due April 15th, but go ahead and talk about if it's necessary to do an extend.
Yes, individuals' returns are due April 15th, but they can extend them out till October 15th. The extension is an extension of time to file, but not time to pay. So we need the time to look at your taxes.
Well, that went fast. We're at the end of our time, but we'll have you back, Laura and Leo, because you're one of our sponsors and are helping us with this Jump in Tucson program. We'd like to thank you for sharing some information today. We'll come back and talk more about the business services that you offer, the consulting, and the marketing that the Ackerley Advertising can provide as well. So that does it today for Jump in Tucson on a Friday for business success stories. We'll be back with you on Monday with University of Arizona's Wonder stories, things that are going on at the University of Arizona that are fantastic. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.